KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor. Coco Eaton will operate on Snell next Monday, and they anticipate he'll be ready to return in September. The lefty is 6-7 with a 4.828 ERA and 20 starts this season, including 2-0 with a 1.64 ERA in his outing since June 30th. Also, the Yankees have put outfielder Brett Gardner on the 10-day injured list with left knee inflammation. Well, Iowa's newest basketball player is working to fill a void in the guard courts. Bakari Evelyn spent the last 2 years at Valpo, and he becomes the Hawkeyes' first grad transfer under coach Fran McCaffrey. He'll add some needed depth to a guard court hit by unexpected transfers and injuries.
I think I just bring, you know, of course, some experience, you know, being that I'm a grad transfer at the point guard position, and also just, you know, playmaking, scoring, whatever's needed for, you know, to help the team win.
Originally signed by Nebraska, the move to Iowa gives him a chance to finish his career in the Big Ten.
I grew up watching the Big Ten every Sunday when games come on. And, my mom went to Ohio State, dad went to Michigan State. In some ways, it was just kind of bound to happen.
Evelyn's been working at both the point and off-guard positions. Former Iowa standout Eric Sawinski has been the model of consistency in the 800-meter run. Sawinski will run in the semifinals this evening at the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. He'll attempt to qualify for his 14th straight final in a U.S. indoor or outdoor championship, and he credits current Iowa coach Joey Woody.
He's just had such a good idea of my progression, what we need to do day in and day out. You know, him being a professional himself, he just instilled that confidence in me. You know, I'm not afraid to race, and I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, I feel comfortable the more races I get in. We kind of practice like that. You know, we go hard almost every other day in practice, and think that sets us up pretty well, too.
He's made every U.S. indoor or outdoor final since 2013 and hopes to do it again after battling hamstring and back injuries this season. Iowa natives Shelby Houlihan and Jenny Simpson will replay their duel in Saturday's 1,500-meter final at the USA Track and Field Championships in Des Moines. A year ago, Houlihan passed Simpson on the final stretch to get the win in Drake Stadium.
No, yeah, it's always awesome to compete against her. She's a very fierce competitor, and I like being in, like, really good competitive races. So, yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Houlihan won last year but says Saturday will be a new challenge.
I think it brings a little level of confidence, but I try not to compare too much year to year, you know. This year has been a lot different than it had been last year leading up to this championship, so I'm just trying to, you know, take it race by race.
Simpson advanced by finishing second in her heat and looks forward to the challenge of facing Houlihan again.
And in Iowa, right? Like, the fans can't lose. It'll be a really fun chance to see how we stack up against each other again.
Simpson says runners like Houlihan help to provide motivation.
It's fun to be training with a target in mind other than just some kind of, like, idea of how good you want to be. It's fun, and I've been really motivated by that through my career, starting with Sally and then years of Anna Willard and me, and now in the 15 to have Shelby. Yeah, it's something I love to train with them in mind.
She says last year's race was a big learning experience. And in golf news, John Rahm matched the lowest round of his PGA Tour career to take a 3-stroke lead in the first round of the FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis. Rahm took advantage of nearly perfect greens while firing an 8-under-62 that included 5 birdie putts of at least 16 feet in a bogey-free round. Bubba Watson, Hideki Matsuyama, Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Smith, and Shugo Imahira all shot 65. Americans Wes Short Jr., Scott Dunlap, Scott Parrell, and Ken Duke were part of a 5-way tie for the lead when the first round of the Senior British Open was suspended by darkness. The quartet opened with 3-under-67s at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's to pull into a tie with England's Paul Broadhurst. Paula Creamer shot a bogey-free 7-under-64 to take the lead in the first round of the Evian Championship. Creamer last topped a major leaderboard during the 2010 U.S. Women's Open, which she won by 4 strokes to get her 9th LPGA title. The 32-year-old American moved 1 shot clear after making her 7th birdie on the par 5 18th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.